The next patient is Doyle Wright. The last name is W-R-I-G-H-T. First name Doyle, D-O-Y-L-E. Clinical case of a 49-year-old white male that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 4. This patient has been a diabetic for a lengthy period of time. He has a diabetic retinopathy. Apparently, there is some degree of macular degeneration. He is receiving intraocular injections. The patient has diabetic nephropathy with severe proteinuria. At the present time, we have a laboratory workup that was done on October the 20th that shows that the creatinine jump up to 3.89 with a BUN of 48 with an estimated GFR of 18 and a protein creatinine ratio that is consistent with 4,143 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Interestingly, this patient has been very compliant, has lost significant amount of body weight, is down to 251 pounds from 276. The blood pressure has been under control. Today is 168 over 82. But most of the time is within normal range. The patient at this level of kidney dysfunction hasn't been given any SGLT2 inhibitors or Kerendia. The most likely situation is that this kidney function continues to deteriorate, and because of the drastic decrease in the GFR, I am going to abstain of using these medications, period. Number two, anemia, that is most likely associated to chronic kidney disease. The patient went to the cancer center, was found with hypothyroidism, and he has been prescribed levothyroxine because of hypotension, hypothyroidism, and B12 has been given. The serum creatinine is up to 9, the serum hemoglobin is 9.8 grams per cent. Following number, overweight, that already discussed. We are going to reevaluate the case in about 8 weeks, and we're going to make a determination. If there is a further deterioration of the kidney function, dialysis will be entertained, as well as a referral to the kidney transplant program. We spend 7 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 25 minutes with the face-to-face, and 8 minutes in the documentation.